Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. It's all about positivity. It's all about self-empowerment. It's all about Life Conversations.
Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
I can also talk through this too. But welcome to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I am your host, Celeste Morgan. You probably heard me talking a little bit. I am making one of my dreams come true. See, I always told you guys, I always wanted to be on a radio. And my radio mom, Kench Cross, would take me to every studio that she ever worked at. And I get to now bring three amazing young boys growing up to be warriors in my community who are the Peeler Pirates. I get to show them the studio. So, say hi, guys. Okay, wait. This is a championship basketball team, and you guys sound flat like that. I mean, if you were playing in the Super Bowl right now, I wouldn't give it to you. So can we redo that high, and then I can send you on your way?
Hi.
All right, get out of here, Pirates. Love you. All right. I had to do that. They were in the house. So much fun. That's been my weekend. So I got to live my dream of being taken on tours when I was a little kid and showing these kids that radio can come to you. You can do it in your home. I wonder if one of them will turn out to be a DJ because they see this woman doing it in her living room. Welcome to the Celestial Show, where we make magic practical. And you get to show wonderful pirates, the Peeler Pirates, leading in the championships right now, getting ready to go to the playoffs here in North Carolina for the Peeler Recreation Center. And your coach's name is Dwight? What's your coach's name? Dwight, what's the coach's name? Wow. You know, when you're working with kids in the studio, it can get a little rocky. We'll get that information to you. But, Coach, the team is undefeated right now, and they're doing great. Thank you for looking out for the community and looking out for our young boys. There is hope in our communities and in our future, and I'm a witness because I've had the most wonderful time with them. I did fuss at them a little bit because, you know, they're boys. All right. We're going to have an amazing show tonight. We have a guest, Mbasa Safera from the Play Experience, and I am going to take a quick moment to pause and breathe and make sure the studio is cleared out so that we're all communicating and everybody can be heard. All right, thank you, Pirates. Wow, it's the first day of spring in my world, and I have the gardener joining me. This is a woman who's deeply connected to the soil, to the roots, and can break it down in metaphysical principles that will blow your mind. I'm talking about Mbasa Safera. She's joining me tonight on a number two night. It's the night of the High Priestess. It's also the feast day of Breed. Her name is spelled Bridget, but it's pronounced Breed. It means the bride. And tomorrow is the feast day of Oya, who is the goddess of change and transformation. So Breed has the fire, the flame, and Oya has the lightning. So the question on the table is, what are you bringing to the fire? What is Mbasa bringing to the fire? She's going to bring love. She's going to bring compassion. She's going to bring peace. What am I going to bring to the fire? All of me and more pirates. I got to let you know the coach's name. He's going to get those kids. All right, 347-426-3346. Don't forget to press 1 on your keypad. That's when I know how to get to you. I'm going to do a quick rundown on what's going on at Life Conversations and let you know who started off the show. I was distracted. Did I tell you guys how much I love pirates? It's just crazy. I can't wait till Mbasa comes on because I'm going to tell her my pirate story. I finally have a reason to tell it. I'm so happy about it. Anyway. So with that said, a quick rundown of the shows for Life Conversations Radio, and then I cannot wait to jump into this conversation. Sure, we'll be doing some readings, but really, it's a conversation. It's a celebration of spring. It's calling all the sisters to the table and the brothers and saying to the village that we can start spring right now in our consciousness, so that by the time we catch up with the temperature, we'll already be shining. Time to shine, Sherry Marie. Nice segue. I love the beings that are talking through me. Sherry Marie, iTunes, sherrymarie.com, time to shine. And I'm just going to make it a Sherry Marie night because she's a love goddess, and she has an album, 360 Degree Woman. I know Mbasa could tell me more about that. I've been hearing it about on her show, and maybe we can pull one of those songs. I think it's Rebirth, which would be perfect for tonight. But Sherry Marie is a love goddess, and I got to meet her through Mbasa Safera. And you can catch Mbasa Safera on the Play Experience on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern. I'm there too. I'm screening the calls. I'm always hanging out. If there's a show that's going on at Life Conversations Radio, and you want to know how to find me, you can find me right here. I'm working these phones because I love this radio station. We rock. We really do. So, and I want to tell you that Life Coach Today is flying solo tomorrow on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show at 12 p.m. Eastern. Check out his theme, and he's going to talk about this tomorrow. All right, I'm going to get it right. I'm going to get it right, Life Coach Today, who's also helping me and supporting me and screening the calls. Thank you for committing your Sunday night, because you could be watching the Super Bowl, and we know the Hawks are going to win, right? It's a two-night, the Hawk, two medicine cards. Seahawks are going to win the Super Bowl. I said it. Anyway, last year I didn't go with the Hawks, and two was running last year for the Super Bowl, and I refused to make that mistake again. I got to do a do-over during the Mercury retrograde. I love my life. So let me let you know what this title is. Yeah, I can bring it back. I'm following. I'm hearing. Love life enough to receive her secrets. Now, isn't that perfect on a high priestess night? So I wonder, what is going to happen when Ambassa and I join forces? What are you going to find behind the veil? Veil has a very important significance to Ambassa, too. She is a high priestess. She came into the world with sight. That is her introduction. And I'm going to bring my sister on. Ambassa, welcome. How you doing? Ambassa, can you hear me? Ambassa Safira, I want you to come out of the clouds. You air elemental being you. And join me. Okay, Ambassa. You hear me now? You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. We are ushering that beautiful Ambassa who's just flying in the air right now because she's an air sign.
You know I'm rebirthing now. You know, you got to come out the right
way.
You got to come out wherever you are. Are you there?
Okay, see, I think this is amazing because, Ambassa, you are here for, you know, the first day of spring. And what an introduction. There's so much more that I can say about you. And I am so fully paying attention to the energies, the synchronicities. I'm on fire. And I wanted you to join me in this fire tonight.
Yes, and I was so happy to join. I'm feeling like fire, like liquid fire. Like, I love that you talked about fire. You know, especially when you talk about spring, too, you know, all in one word. And where I am right now, it's the liquid sunshine, and it's just like coming down. It's just yummy. But it's the liquid for me is like liquid love. And when you talk about the fire, I said it's like liquid love.
Ambassa, now I've been playing with something called celestial love, but I think that beats my celestial love. I mean, can we combine it? What's liquid love? Talk to me. And you are, tell me about this liquid love, woman. Please. That's amazing.
Yeah, when you talk about people being there, what do you bring into the fire? Everyone is a piece of that liquid love, which is the source, which is the soul, which is the creator, you know, and which is abundant, which is consciousness, and so when you talk about what are you bringing to it, it's almost like this opportunity for people to show up, you know. I love the question. I mean, when I felt it, it felt so good, you know.
That's beautiful, and I love the liquid love. And I hope are you comfortable with me sharing what I understand about Libra walking with you and listening to your show, your astrology sign, and our Venus connection?
Oh, absolutely. Again, this is a time of rebirth and expansion. This is the time where we get to do it again. All things pass away, and we become renewed once again. So this is every time we get a chance, come on with it.
Okay, then let's start with your birth, then. because I said you were born with sight. People may not understand what that means. So I'm asking for the high priestess to reveal herself. What's behind the veil is Ambassa, literally.
Okay, people always say, you know, you're broken sight. I did have...
Wait a minute. Hold up, Ambassa, because this story is too important. I know that we have one record on your show. I want one on mine. Okay, so as an archivist, we need to work on your sound. So let's see if we can get you to the other station, because what you're about to say is too important, and I want every single word of your love.
Okay, you want me to get on the other mic? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I need you to... Mic, yes.
The mic
nice on the other one. Yes, the other mic.
Okay.
We're all taking a deep breath. As Ambassa makes herself more comfortable on the front porch of life. She has a playground. I have a front porch. So we've got our tea. No. Ambassa, what do you have, actually? What are you drinking right now?
Actually, water.
Water?
It's the best drink in the world. Hey. It's raining all around me, so I might as well get it inside, too.
You have a lot of water.
So how is this mic? Is this mic better?
Yeah, you sound better, but apparently I need to breathe and not chop all over you. I'm just so enjoying your energy. You have so much water.
Okay, let's just take a moment. Let's do that. Let's breathe in the liquid love. Let's just breathe in to the count of three, and let's hold it, and then let's just breathe out for a count of five. Yes. Want to do it again?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let's do it again. Breathe in to the count of three, bringing in all that liquid love, holding it, and breathing out to the count of five. You know, I really, really appreciate you in your boldness, what our day calls holy boldness. and bring it out, you know, just stepping out there, okay, we're going to do spring early. I love it. And why not? Because we go through the seasons all the time. We go through the seasons, and there's no special time that we're going to go through our spring or our summer or our winter or our fall in our lives in any given situation. So why not? Just go ahead and enjoy spring right now. Just go ahead and spring forward, right?
There you go. And you're about to do it anyway, you know, which is absolutely amazing. You know what? Let me pause now that we've had that moment to pause. I get to see who's in the chat room. And it's New Jace talking about a day flying solo tomorrow. Don't get locked out of the cockpit. What? I'm so behind because I've been creating and playing with the dolls. So, yes, literally dolls. So I have no idea what is going on with that. But hi, New Jace. Hello, family on the phone lines. Hello to all of you who are listening in the archives, because you make the time of the show work for you. So you know what I say. You're the boss. You rock. Yes, you do. And who else do I want to miss? Oh, to the non-physical beings who've been playing with me all dang on day. Thank you. Thank you so much. It's been Candyland in my life, and I know a family member who has their mama transitioned. His mama was 97 years old, and she transitioned today. Now, that family is feeling that pain, but wait until they're ready to hear the story of the day that the matriarch of the Simmons family transitioned. And I can tell them, well, too, was running that day, and I had a show with Ambassa Severa on, and it was the first day of spring. And why was it the first day of spring, Celeste? Because for me, the new year started at Halloween, Samhain. It's spring for me. I don't follow the Gregorian calendar. I don't have time for your Gregorian calendar. I walk with the mother, and the mother says it's spring. You know why? Because we're all brides.
Okay.
We're all brides. Hear me. You're my voice. We're all brides. And by the time that you embody the energy of rebirth and the stuff that Mbasa has been talking about, and I have a journal, because I'm going to start showing you how I make magic practical. I was taking notes while Mbasa was talking. I'm going to be picking her apart, talking about the creating a space of grace. What's she talking about? By the time you get to spring and temperature, you're going to be shining so bright. Somebody's going to be, they're going to need shades around you, and you will be inside the house.
Mm-hmm.
What you say, Mbasa? What say you?
Well, just when you said that about the temperature, it makes me laugh because I wrote a piece some years ago about the climate. And it just really asked about your climate and what are you feeling? What can I feel your temperature right now? What would it be? You know, and just asking different questions about, you know, the climate of your mood and how is your sun shining, and are you moody? You know, what is it that you are projecting right now into the world? You know, I mean, because a lot of times we don't pay attention to what it is that we are actually really feeling. Funny enough, it's true. We don't pay attention to what we are really feeling. We've so gotten so used to thinking the same thoughts and doing the same things and even seeing the same things. So it's just become just a way, you know. And this whole time of rebirth and opportunity to be reborn once again, you know, it's just, I mean, in every religion, it is there about dying to the old and becoming new once again, you know. And it's really, I feel like a lot of times, you know, people hear the whole word inner child and all of this. My thing is, it's very important to know from whence you came. You know you came from source. You know you came from the creator. And then you had this lifetime. And in this lifetime, you had an opportunity to experience what you have experienced up to this point. You know, honoring that. One thing I love, love, love about you, Celeste, is the sharing of yourself and your pain, your growth, your transformation. I mean, there's pain when there's birth. Yeah? Mm-hmm. There's pain when there's birth. Can I say it one more again? It is pain when there's birth, but it's a good hurt in a sense where if we accept that this loveliness is getting ready to come through us, there's not a mama I know anywhere that says, stop the birth, that's it, I'm not doing this, that's right, I don't want a baby anymore. No. Mm-hmm. The love that is there for yourself when you're rebirthing, still there. No matter what that fire feels like, no matter what that loving fire, our transformational pain and whatever it looks like, you still want to get there. You still want to see this beautiful new baby, you know. Now, there are some abortions happening. You know, there's some miscarriages. You know, those things do happen. They happen.
Right.
But I'm talking about full term, here you go, here I am, and shine, time to shine, as you put there for Sari Marie. Yeah?
Mm.
Talking about expansion, you can expand after you get out here. You can be reborn and then just sit there and be like, okay, was this a stillbirth or was it, what is it? You know, I mean, you have to look there and say, okay, let me stretch out here. Let me breathe. Let me just take this and just the wonder of being that child again, the wonder. I get excited. I'm all excited now. Ooh, you know, it's like the wonder of being that child again, coming out and saying, wow, I'm seeing the world differently. I'm in a whole new world.
Yeah.
You know, hey, this is not the same place. And then you can begin to expand because that's what the spring is. The spring is bringing yourself forward out of what was seeded from before, which would be that winter season, so to say. So you're springing forward, you're here, you landed on your feet, or on your head, which one, you're still okay. I just had to say that.
Wow.
And then you come out and you're there, and now it's time to expand, and that's what that summer season is. It's all about the getting the clocks and eating right and doing what you need to do and learning and growing and expanding. Expanding. So, yeah. So you asked that question. I hope that answered
it. It sure did, Umbasa. And
that's
I want
good.
To, you know, thank you for that. And I want to go back to the liquid love because I was a different animal before this show. I yelled at the pirates.
Mm.
I sure did. And I was wrong. We're not going to get into it. I was mistaken. I apologize. But I was divinely. And then I took a shower. And
okay.
I got into the water. Get in the water. I was a water baby. And before I got in the shower, though, I apologized to the pirates and then made them get on my show. But I was really proud of them and how they handled me and my misunderstanding. And just to say that even in the midst of growing and expanding, you can get it wrong, but can you get up and get it right and set it right? Or is it more important for you to be right? Look, I just want the hummingbird experience. I don't want to theorize. I don't want to fight with you when it comes down to the bride day and I say, well, I like Jesus too. Can I get some resurrection? No, you've been hanging out with the tourists and the pagans and the Peter Pan. Who says I can't have Jesus for Easter? It's not Easter, Celeste. Yes, it is. It's not Easter, it's Resurrection Day. You can call it whatever you want. I see oyster and eggs and rabbits and goddess. And I'm getting my man. That's Jesus. Off of the cross, you put him on. And I'm going to integrate that man, masculine, ascended master energy into myself in 6 weeks. And dare somebody to stand next to me and tell me I can't have Jesus when I'm preparing to be the bride to any ascended master who is willing to teach me. And that is an invitation to the non-physical beings. More, please. Thank you. Umbasa, it's yours. What you gonna do?
I like I said, holy boldness. You know, you were talking about slipping. It's like, you know, I did a piece in Sojourn of the Truth. I know you have that book. And it's called I Slipped. I don't have a book in front of me. But it's I Slipped, Lord. Can I get up? You know, something came up, you know. And then, it just goes on. And it's like it just brings you back to yourself, you know, because that we do slip. And that's part of it. That's part of it. That is part of it. Hello. If you don't slip, then it's not fun. Look, it's going to be boring if you're just constantly doing, oh, I'm just so holier than thou, and I'm just doing the same. I'm just doing the right thing. I'm just doing a good thing. I'm just doing an awesome thing. All the time. All of it is awesome. All of it is awesome. All of it is awesome. Right now, from where I see it, in this viewpoint, in this new birth, everything serves to further. And everything that you're walking through, everything you're doing, if something came out of that, I, in terms of being incorrect or wrong, I don't know the circumstances. I do know that something good came out of that. So, you know, rejoice in that, you know, rejoice in that because all of it is change. You know, just like the earth changes and all the different things happen. Oh, was it wrong for that hurricane to hit? Was it wrong? You talk about, was it wrong for the hurricane to hit or the volcano to erupt or all of those changes to happen with the earth? You know, was it transformative? You know, did it transmute something into something, pain and the power, you know? I mean, it's something to look at in terms of being able to understand that we are here for the journey. The void, sometimes I call it. You know, we're all here to move, you know, just kind of deal with that. I love the magic carpet because it'll take you places. You know, you just get on it. That's all you got to do. And that's called surrender. You know, it's called surrender. When you just go on and sit on it and say, okay, take me, take me. I trust you. I know the Creator is going to take me because I've already gotten it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Holy boldness.
You're a bad guy to write boomerang.
Hey, well, you know what? In holy boldness, we're going to take a break. Yes, we are. Okay. Get some water. I'm going to go into my journal and share some nuggets that Mbasa shared on her show last week and get a little bit more fresh off the top of her head on a two high priestess. Watch her do her thing. We'll be right back right after these messages.
I slip, Lord. Can I get up? I slipped. Something came up. I didn't hold to my agreement, but can I get up, Lord? I'm still empowered to change in this moment, but can I let go? I won't hold on to the mistakes I made. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me the freedom to change in every moment.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
I'm tired of running from my life.
Hello, family. I'm Celeste Morgan, host of The Celestial Show, and I want to invite each and every one of you to join me on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern to receive divine messages through tarot, numbers, and my intuition. Break out to the other side with laughter and information you can use to get the life you truly want to live. Remember, that's every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I'll see you there.
Are you ready to come out to play? To passionately love and appreciate who you are? Join me, Mbasa Sophia, on the playground of life, the play experience, every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, where we always serve a raw, delicious smorgasbord of healing the mind, the heart, and the soul into this spectacular circle of life. Are you ready? See you on the playground. Be there or be square. The Play Experience, 7 p.m. each Thursday, here on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
This is Life Coach Ade, host of the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show on Life Conversations Radio. Well, you know, no matter how much you grow in consciousness, no matter how much you know, you are going to interact with other people. So what's the point of being spiritual and being enlightened without learning to get along with others? Well, that's what the show is about. On the show, I share tools and techniques and just inspire you to celebrate your relationships, to celebrate who you are, because together we make a difference. You know, we need each other. And when we unite together, we can make magic happen. We can shift our perception and create miracles in our lives. Join me every Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
The world of business continues to evolve, and at this time, companies need an internet presence. For this purpose, meet Electra Ford, owner of the Virtual Office Center. Electra implements internet marketing plans connecting you to your audience online. What is business if it is not seen? For product launching, raising websites' position in the search engines, and expanding your reach online, contact Electra Ford at 501-993-6734. That's 501-993-6734 or visit virtualofficecenter.net.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations, it's all about positivity. It's all about self-empowerment. It's all about Life Conversations.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. And horror of horrors, what's going on with the Super Bowl? Really, at 14-14, I've got energy in this game. My nephew. If the Patriots win, I got to come up with two action figures for this character named Trunks. I'm not having that. Seahawks, it's a two-day act like you know. Umbasa. Come back to me so we can deal with the realness of life and these silly games. I'm telling you, I'm not dealing with this, man. You know what? I'm gonna have to eat so much crow if the Patriots win. I'm like, no, Hawks. Come on, Hawks. I want you to borrow some of that Atlanta Hawks energy, Seahawks. We're talking about water. Umbasa brought water and liquid love to you, Seahawks.
I am just enjoying while you're talking about water, I am sitting here and just basking in awe of this water. I tell you, it's just, I'm just in the traveling mode right now, and this water is just so fantastic, Mom. It is just gorgeous. Yes,
we were able to hear I slipped.
Oh, yeah, did I hear you right? That's Journey to Truth? Soul Journey to Truth is my book and my CD. I have a CD of the book, and you have that little pocketbook I sent you.
What? Somewhere? Where'd you send it?
We have to talk.
I understand, but there's
okay,
some things.
Good.
I need to get you a better address. Okay.
Okay.
I need to get you a better address because I didn't get whatever gift you sent to me because I was not in a state of allowing. But I am receiving mail today, and that's the truth. I know that sounds really metaphysical. Wait a minute, hold up. Seahawks field goal kick, take it, 17 versus 14. Now, y'all know I don't know a thing about sports. Does that mean the Seahawks did that? And when I went off, they went to 17, which is my birth card. Where's my nephew? I see he didn't come out here bragging, did he? Don't play with your aunt, Sean. She's a high priestess. Okay.
This is your way of watching the Super Bowl while you're on your show, right? You're doing pretty good. I love this. I
think it's important to let the practical and be magical.
That's right.
And I know that maybe people aren't going to see that, but I'm standing in my truth.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
For anybody who's watching the. Anybody who's watching the Super Bowl right now or is tuning into my show, just watch your high priestess just drop that something was going to happen. And I'm having fun. Are you having fun, Umbasa?
Absolutely. I am enjoying myself immensely.
Yeah, because you can be having the same experience but seeing different things, and I trust that today. So let's go back to how you came into the earth, because that's a phenomenal story. And people don't often hear what it means to come into the world with a veil.
because I want people to be able to see today that the clouded mind sees nothing. But she came in with. So I'm going to hush and let you tell us your birthday.
Well, you know, I'm going to say that, you know, the way that my birth happened, and again, the second sight, you know, it was this described as a great second sight. I call it the first sight, but I don't know what the second sight is, because the second sight is with the two eyes. So, to me, that's the second sight. See, two? But the first sight is seeing through the eye of the Creator and Source. And so coming in that way, and that, you know, again, there still is a veil over my eye. And, you know, just coming in and being able to share and love. And, you know, the story basically was that my feet, you talk about the Christ, and, you know, my feet were crossed like that. You know how on the cross the feet were crossed over each other? Well, my feet were, you know, were like that when I came in. Okay, and I came in feet first, so I always talk about landing on your feet. And so coming in that way and having that, all of those things happen where, you know, just having all of that kind of attention has to be paid throughout that time. And my mom had a 6-month-old baby at the time, you know, so just having two babies, and it was major. And I'm sorry, she was 6 months when she got pregnant with me. Sorry, that would have been kind of crazy, huh? Everybody's like, what? What is she talking about? What's she on? But actually, my sister was 6 months old when my mom conceived me. And then when she had me, she still had a baby, you know, that she was carrying around and such. And so, you know, with me having to have all that attention given to me, they had to break my feet in order for my feet, and have my feet in the cast for months and months and months, when I was supposed to be trying to learn how to actually walk. But they wanted me to walk on time and this and that. So, you know, all of that, you know, was happening, and you would think that that would be, you know, so traumatic. But when you're going through something, you're going through it. And again, as I said earlier, every adversity has something of equal or greater value. And it does bring out the insight, okay? Because you're coming from within with a sight, you know. So it's like you're coming, and you want to call it outside, because you're coming from within out with the sight.
So when people say that you are intuitive, how do you respond to that?
Well, you know, that's a funny thing, because intuitive to me means you go into it. You go into the creative source, and you're there and prepared to receive the answer. You know, intuit is what I say, you know. And that's an intuitive. that's an intuitive. If that's what you do, then you're intuitive, you know. I mean, they call me a medical intuitive. They call me, I mean, just different things. That's why when I get on, it's like they call me on Basis Sophia. Who I am is one with all truth, all beauty, all justice, all love, because that's what I am, you know. I am a package of promise and unlimited possibilities and pure and powerful potential. You know, that's what I am. You know, they call me on Basis Sophia, which is really cool, you know.
Soul Journey to Truth.
And the CD is Soul Journey. The CD is Soul Joy and Love. I'm sorry, say it again.
Why do I keep hearing Sojourner Truth?
Because that's my girl. She's all around me all the time. She hang out. Oh. Yes. She hangs out a lot. Yes. So join the truth. Indeed.
Interesting. And the piece I slipped. Did you write that or what? That.
Yeah, I wrote it. So I wrote it. That's in the book. Yeah, that's in the book. Everything in the book I wrote.
You know, I thought that you said that Sojourner Truth wrote it.
No, I said it's from Soul Journey to Truth.
Okay, listen. Have you ever considered that perhaps you channeled her? When you
Well, I have channeled her before, but it wasn't.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, I have, but it wasn't that book.
Wow.
I can't swear by that.
I just want you to breathe. I don't know if you've ever said that before. Is that your first time talking about channeling on the air?
No.
I don't remember. I listened to your show. I don't remember you talking about channeling on Bossa. Ooh.
Okay, you mean on the air, on my show. No, probably not on my show.
Talking about it.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Well, I'm okay, though. I mean, I'll talk about anything you want to talk about. Whatever you want to talk about, I'm right here on the boat.
I'm stuck right here in the land right here with Sojourner Truth. I'm stuck right there.
Okay, well, we're in the boat with her.
Okay, because I love her, too, and as a matter of fact, I guess what I really need to do as well is provide a gift that I saw a flash of a Black Angel card, which are the cards that I'm actually on purpose. I got these cards in 2000 when I was 30 years old. It was a zero year. We're in a 5-year by the Gara tribe, folks. I'm taking the last digit of the year. It's 2015, so for the Dagara tribe, and beautiful Sambafu will be coming here, 5 is Earth for 2015. And we're in spring, and I already pulled the gardener card, and so now I'm gifting Ambassa a couple of words from the Sojourner, the Black Angel. Okay?
Mm.
So the Sojourner, you open hearts and minds of others. There are two paths, a waking path of zeal, or a sleeping path of resistance and illness, and it belongs to a family. And this is something that you heal, something that you had to deal with for yourself, as most healers had to. We had to deal with the battles within. So, as sojourners, what's really important for all of us to understand in our soul revival is that your reality is not the only one. Other realities exist. We are not clones. Other realities also help us challenge and change how we view our lives. In having reverence for your own difference, you do not have to convince or influence anyone that what you believe is valid. You are better heard and understood when you share your values rather than impose them. The sojourners, like Ambassa Sephira, are the keepers of the dream of being fully liberated. And that's from the Black Angel cards by Earthlyn Marcellin. That's my gift.
I like that. I like it. I like it because you said the word, the liberated, you know. I mean, and I really feel like, you know, we talk about freedom all the time. And then it's just like a wanting of freedom. And the experience, I feel, is of liberation. And only you can liberate yourself, you know. And to feel that freedom. There's nothing wrong with freedom. Freedom is beautiful. And it's about that liberation and that decision that we give ourselves, because we're the only one who's really holding us back. We are the only one who's really holding us back. We can point the finger at those around us that we love, you know? But we are the one. You know, when we go to the mirror, you can look in your eyes and say, I am a be right. You'll be telling the truth.
I know that's right. Oh, wow. Ambassa, please tell these beautiful audience that's hanging out with me, when all the world decided to watch the Clash of the Titans, you know, we decided to play with the goddesses.
of Breed, the Bride, and Oya. And I think what I love so much about this conversation with you is you definitely brought the fire, and you brought the water, too. So let us know, where can we find you?
At ombasa.com and iwillplay.org, iwillplay.org, and playandheal.org. You can find me in all of those locations at any given time. Or you can email me at ombasa@ombasa.com.
Okay. I made a promise, and I'm trying to stay focused on it. You had so many jewels from your show. Will you share with us some thoughts around creating a space of grace? What does that mean?
Yeah, boy, that makes me breathe. Okay, because it's a place, it's a space where, it's a place and a space where you decide that you really, really, not just out of just the words, oh no, it's not important what somebody else thinks or where they are. It's really about you really, really, really knowing that it's not about it. Not you just saying it, but you really knowing that it's not about what anyone else feels or thinks or says or does. It's about you sitting in that space and you claiming that space and you allowing all the energies that's ever been on this earth to be there. To feel that love, to feel that you don't have to prove anything to anyone because everything that ever was, everything that ever is or will be is ever present right now, and so are you. And your mark, what you bring to the earth, is just as important as everything that ever was, is, and ever will be, and it will continue to be. That's just as important as that. You know, it's so much issues now about self-worth and it being, all of us have dealt with that. It's still dealing with it, still moving through those things. It's all called growth and involvement. It's called life, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's and creating that space of grace does require riding on the breath. It's the breath. It is the breath, really.
Yeah.
Because breath is spirit. Breath is life. Yes, it's life. It's everything. It is. You know, I'm feeling like we're in the playground. It is. So that, come on, now. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And,
you
know,
Yeah,
you know, someone just threw in the chat room, Seahawks touchdown. Thank you, New Jace, for letting me know that my way of doing the Super Bowl is relevant. Because you watch it, girl, and you still listen to me. I love you. She's always here, New Jace, and she's such a blessing. Oh, and I'm wearing the dress that I had on when I met you. I decided today is my birthday.
Okay.
At Agape.
Okay.
So you can see the dress. It's on Facebook. I'm rocking orange and red, and I look like a big old candle. And I'm very happy to be sharing this space with you. Even though we're really high right now, I want to bring in Olya. So, 360 degrees will work. Because doesn't Cherry Marie have a song called Rebirth?
Rebirth would work right now perfectly. Yes, indeed. That is such a beautiful piece. People need to really go check her out at SherryMarie.com.
Thank you so much for that. Cherry Marie is such, we don't have the whole song. Yes, you do.
It's there.
Oh, we do? Okay. I'm getting from Heart Quarters that we just have to click at 1 minute and 30 seconds.
No, it's there.
Okay. Well, then let's... let's go with my other choice for wind. Because Oya is the wind as well. And New Jace told me to tell you that she is listening. Tell Umbasa I am listening. Shout out from the chat room.
Who said that?
Jackie said that. New Jace.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's, okay, I got you. Okay. All right.
Okay, so let's end with wind then, since it isn't, that's what we got for Sherry Marie. Because I'm tired.
Okay.
So, Umbasa, I want to thank you again. I want to thank all the listening audience. I wonder if Life Coach today would like to come in and say hey real quick, since he's one of the hosts.
Oh, and please please give her a hug for me and tell her I said hey, and I'm glad she's listening.
Great. She hears you. She's in here with us.
Oh, okay.
I think he's
big love to you.
A lot right now. Okay, he's got a lot going on. So then let's go ahead and end with Wind by Sherry Marie.
Okay.
Umbasa Safera, thank you for being such a wonderful guest. And
allowing me. Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for inviting me. Much love.
Much love to you. All right, family. As I always say, I love you. Make sure you love yourself. We're going to end out with Sherry Marie. Wind. Good night. Oh, okay. I'm just checking. All right, the fire. We're putting some water on the fire. Oh, we love you too, New Jace. Thank you for that, sweetie. Oh. Listen to this song carefully. Believe in yourself, believe in your dream. The goddess Breed is walking today. Oya walks tomorrow.
I'm tired of running from my life. I'm tired of the helplessness.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations. It's all about positivity. It's all about self-empowerment. It's all about Life Conversations.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.